اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. The title is نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمر کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمر کہن تو کبھی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کی واہ ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم. اما بعد, as it speaks about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at all times when a person sacrifices his life and desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will get the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is likened to wine, how a person goes intoxicated by wine. So this person will get the wine of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a halal wine, by which a person will get great enjoyment in this world also. But this is the first thing, is that a person who sacrifices his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment, then we will find him going further and further away from fani buto, from false idols. False idols can mean many, many things. In today's times, one is the biggest one is the woman that are all around us. The person now moves further away from them. He learns to control his gazes. He doesn't watch television. He doesn't watch pictures. He doesn't look in the newspapers and magazines. So he starts moving away from these temporary idols. Similarly, the sports. This is also one type of idol. The person turns away from sports and cricket and soccer and all of these things. And it's professional sport. One is exercising, a person does, that's very important for our deed and our body, etc. But all of these sports, and a person is playing them and getting involved in them, and then a person is even watching them, following them. So this is a bhut, is an idol. And the harm of this year, may Allah protect and save us. Once Mufti Ibrahim Salaji Sahib, in our Madrasa Jalsa, he mentioned an incident of one person. He was a lover of soccer. So Mufti Sahib met him one day, he stopped playing soccer. Mufti Sahib asked him, how come you stopped playing soccer? So he said, no, actually what happened was, I had a very frightening experience in my life. I had a friend of mine, and two of us were mad in love with soccer all the time, soccer players, and we were running all the time in our rooms. We had soccer balls, and we had the scores, and we were following it all the time. Once my friend came home, and he told his wife, I'm not feeling well, I need to go to the hospital. So his wife said, if you're not feeling well, you go to the doctor, not the hospital. He said, no, I'm feeling very, very sick, I have to go. Call the ambulance. So she tried to pacify me. He didn't want to listen. He said, call the ambulance. So after some while, she phoned the ambulance. And then while he's sitting at home now, he's telling his wife that, you know, if I pass away, you must look after the children, and this is my debts, and this is what I own, and this is my assets. So he's telling, why are you speaking like that there? Nothing wrong with you. He said, no, I'm not feeling right. So I'm just giving you some advices. So like a wasiyat he was giving her. Anyhow, he went to hospital. The ambulance came. And while he's sitting in the ambulance now, he's telling his wife, like, bidding farewell to them. So they're also telling him that don't be negative, be positive. But anyhow, he went to the hospital. At the hospital, they started doing some tests on him, and he went into a coma. And then the doctors found out that he had a cancer of the brain, some cancer which had spread in the whole body, and something cancer of the brain, something was very serious. And they phoned the family, said, 48 hours your husband got to live. They don't think he'll live longer than that. So after 24 hours, he woke up from the stage, and he said, now, one of the soccer players of that time was the captain of England. The person's name he took, he said, I love you, I adore you, and I worship you. And he passed away in this condition. So obviously this is at the time of when a person is in Sakaratul Maut. There's no etibar of that. You don't call him a kafir, you still bury him as a Muslim or whatever. But it's not a very good condition to pass away. Allah protect us from such a death. Ulama say whatever is in the heart of a person at the time of death will come out. There's one Haji Ahmad Nakhoda Sahib mentioned also, and we heard it before also. There's one doctor in Pakistan, he wrote a kitab. On 100 of the people, he did a survey in a hospital. The people who passed away at the time of death, what words did they say? He said, unfortunately, only 3 people said Kalima at the time of death. 97 people, all Muslims in Pakistan. He said, whatever was their life, mission, whatever they had in their hearts came out at the time of death. As I was mentioned many times, our Buzruz used to mention that the parrot, you can teach it beautiful nazams and you can teach it kirat and all of these things. But the time when the cage is open and the cat comes there, and it's about to catch hold of the parrot, then what's on the tongue of the parrot won't come out. It forgets all its nazams and kirat and its kalima and all of these things. What is in the heart of the parrot? The original thing in the heart, its voice, say, it starts making that noises, and then it loses its life in this way here. So may Allah give us tawfiq also, that we also turn away from these false idols. Yeah, outwardly they seem very beautiful. And it's all examination. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ. The view, the woman, the children, والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة, big gold and silver, والخير المسومة, your beautiful cars and vehicles and smart cars a person has got, والأنعام, his businesses and the livestock a person has got, والحرف, your plantations and your investments a person is making, all of these things Allah said is very beautiful. And why it's beautified? These are necessities of life, a person has to use them, but it's an examination also on the side, from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to see who will give preference to these things, make them an idol. Or a person will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use these necessities, and he will pass his examination. These are all exams in the world Allah ta'ala has placed for us. So a person who sacrifices his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, slowly he'll start moving away from these false idols. And today also another false idol is the love of the kuffar and the bidat believers. Their ways, their ideologies, their way of thinking. Allah protect and save us from that. All of these days now, especially the Christmas and the New Year's and the Easter and the Diwali, and all of these things, we are going towards them, we got liking for them, we also want to find out about them. So it's very dangerous for a person's iman. A person has to be very, very careful. As Hazrat mentioned also, the famous Abu Hafs Kabir, rahmatullah alayhi, mentioned, it's 50 years a person makes ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he gives that one egg. He gives one egg, the Easter egg or whatever, to the kuffar in respect of their religious practices. 50 years of ibadat is wiped out. Iman is such a valuable thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Most likely Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he said that whoever lives in the lands of the kuffar, in the disbelieving lands like us, and he says, and he joins up with the people, tashabbah, he imitates those people who are involved in all of these things. He said he passes away on their tariqah, on their way. He'll pass away in that condition. Allah protect and save us. So we should not imitate them. We should stay very, very far away from them. And even like tonight, tonight is a great ibadah to sleep early. We will sleep away early and we oppose the ways of the non-Muslims. I must stay up late and I must get some firecrackers. Even to see those things also is detrimental to a person's iman. Why must I look at those people's things? Let me just see what's happening. So we must completely turn away from those things. لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't even incline yourself slightly towards them. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Otherwise the fire will touch you. Then Allah, the Hazrat says here, how will a person come out of this year? One very simple way is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen in itself, there's so many different commands of Allah ta'ala, and outwardly it seems very, very difficult. But our Buzrugs mentioned that one simple thing is to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the stages will become easy for a person. Once a person has got love, if for example it is a journey, a person has to go from here to Durban, you tell him, come with me, join me. You say, what am I going to do in Durban, so far, a back will pain. You see, there's one beautiful girl we're going to see there, and you're going to get married to her, and I think she'll accept you straight away. And he's so rich also, she'll look after all your needs, you don't have to work for the rest of your life. And you start giving him all the targhib for those things. Now he's not even Durban, even if you have to go to America, I don't mind. Because now he knows he's getting something beneficial. So when that love comes of Allah, we know who Allah Ta'ala is, what we'll get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love of Allah comes, then the whole road becomes easy now. All his difficulties that a person has to go on the path, he has to perform his salah, becomes easy for a person. So this is one thing which a person has to bring into his heart, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Buzrugs say then, all the other things will become easy for a person, the whole of deen will become easy for him. This is one thing. And that is why we come in the company and sohbat of Buzrugs. People say, what you come to the Buzrugs for? You're yelling the same thing over and over. The main thing we come is for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When this will come into a person's heart, then all the other stages will become easy for a person. So Hazrat says that even though this wine is very, very strong, the love of Allah ta'ala, but the more I'm sacrificing new wine, and love of Allah ta'ala is coming in my heart. Sometimes I have to give my heart, and sometimes I have to give my body. Sometimes inside to break my heart, and sometimes my physical body. In the part of ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to be loyal. And I have to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to break my desires, but I must be a loyal person. A person is loyal to his wife, he's walking on the street, he's not going to look at another woman now, because he knows he'll get in trouble. And he's a loyal person. So you say, how can I ever do such a thing? I'm a Muslim, I'm a loyal person, I'll never do such a thing. So if a person is loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's sacrificing his heart and his body, then he's going closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's remaining loyal. Then Hazrat say that when we were sacrifice our desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we will become people of Ahl al-Sidq wa Safa, people of the truth, people whose heart has become purified, when we will sacrifice our desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat says, kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzu ka mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. At times you will have to sacrifice the desires, the blood of our desires for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will have to sacrifice our ana, I am somebody. And the more a person sacrifices that ana, that I am somebody, then he comes closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest barriers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pride within a person. Allah ta'ala protect and save us and remove that pride from us. That when a person, that pride comes out from a person, then a person gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pride is one of the biggest barriers. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi got one kitab written called Umul Amrad, the mother of all sicknesses. And the whole kitab is written on pride. That this is the mother of all, even for a person to come to the Shaykh and some humble himself. This is also, if a person has got pride, he won't never come on the path of suluk, because why must I humble myself? Why must I come to the mashayikh? Why must I sit before on shaykh? So the pride won't allow him. So that person will be completely destroyed. And Allah Ta'ala says about the pious bannas of Allah Ta'ala, وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. They don't have pride within themselves. And on the other hand, the kuffar will be in the fire of Jahannam, فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. They will enter Jahannam because of that pride. Because of pride, they were not prepared to accept even iman. The worst level of takabbur and pride is, I can't even accept iman. Allah has given me everything, I'm not prepared to accept. I am somebody, everything I got is because of myself. So a person is forever and forever in the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect and save us from this year. So we have to make the fikr, how can this pride come out from us? and through tawadu and humility, the sign that when a person sees he's getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more abadiyat comes into a person, more servitude. A person humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given many, many gifts from Allah ta'ala. And the greatest gift, one was Quran Sharif. And Allah mentions, Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. Because he's my banda and servant, he's a abd. I'm giving him the kitab, Quran. And the other great gift which Allah granted him was Mi'raj. And they also Allah said, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi ilaylam. Allah ta'ala took him up because of his abdiyat, because of his servitude, because he humbled himself. So Allah gave us these qualities. So when a person will break his pride, he will get closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tujhe ho mubaraki ashke nadamat, na ye baabi ulfat ke waah ho rahe hai. Blessed are those tears of sorrow which a person is shedding by means of this new doors of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being opened up for a person. When a person realizes that I am full of faults, I am full of weaknesses, and he cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he humbles himself, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person, and the closer and closer he gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is never a stage in a person's life when a person can feel, I have reached the level now, I'm biased. The minute a person feels that, then a person will start dropping. Whatever level a person reaches, he has to look at himself and say, I'm very faster. I got a long way still to go. And he has to continue crying, whatever condition he is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I used to make istighfar 100 times a day. Some rewrite more than 70 times. So the ulama give the explanation, why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make so much of istighfar? So some say it was ta'aliman lil ummah, to teach the ummah. But the muhaqqiqeen, the ulama who were true understanding, they said, no. That a person who is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what level he reaches, he looks at his level and he says, oh Allah, I'm still very, very far away from you. I'm still very far. So he makes tawbah and istighfar. And he cries to Allah ta'ala, that Allah, I'm such a sinner. I've got so many weaknesses in myself. He'll continue progressing. Then which next level he reaches, he looks back, he says, at that level I was a very low level still. And he'll continue progressing like this. Allah give us tawfiq to bring this tears of sorrow. So we cannot cry, at least in our heart, to feel sorrow that I'm not crying. Ishaan karam ek na laiko par karam unki har dam ata ho rahe hai. This is a sign of Allah Ta'ala's grace upon us. That such useless people we are, at every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saving his favors and showering his mercy upon us. He's not worthy in the least, but Allah Ta'ala showers his bounties upon us. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should all continue asking Allah, ya kareem, and begging for Allah Ta'ala for his favors. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, ke sultan hokar gada ho rahe hai. As it says, when you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the karamat and the miracle of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a big king like Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, he leaves his whole kingdom and he sacrifices everything and he humbles himself and he becomes a mendicant, a beggar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what Allah granted him, what is that, and what status and what honor and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that till today we speak of him with great, great honor. There are many kings who passed away, we don't even know their names, but here Allah gave him a spiritual kingdom, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was far, far superior than that. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, it's not only one king, but there are many kings who have given their lives, they have given away the kingdoms for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat used to say that if we want to reach the level of Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi, we must say we want to see a beautiful woman. So say at that time that, oh Allah, if I had the kingdom of Ibrahim ibn Adam, I would have given it away also. Hazrat say you will get the same thawab. Whatever desires a person has got, the love of the kuffar, their sports, their lifestyle, at that time you sacrifice your heart and your desire to break it. Say, Allah, for your pleasure, I'm sacrificing my kingdom. And inshallah, a person will get that stage also. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is the talk which our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahumullah has given. Of course it won't be exactly the same, there will be perhaps some additions etc., but the basic talk, the core of it, is what Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had given and explained. Very, very beneficial, we will find it inshallah. And as our ulama explained, when we listen to the talks, let us listen. Sometimes we fall asleep, just like if a person falls asleep, it's different. But sometimes like no interest, so automatically you're going to fall asleep. or we just let our thoughts wander. We are not listening. So the first thing is we make niyat that we are going to listen. And then that listening also must be such that we are going to remember what is being said. Many times it happens after a talk, we ask somebody what was spoken. Say, I forgot. Because our niyat wasn't there to remember. So to remember. Then the third thing, to make amal. Make the niyat now that I'm going to make amal. And in that, a few things which are very, very beneficial. Sometimes, for example, we hear that if a person reads La ilaha illallah with sincerity, the great, great benefits what Allah will give. At that time, read La ilaha illallah. We read something that if you read seven times a certain wazifa, at that time we can read that wazifa. So if a person will make amal at that time, inshallah he'll get the tawfiq to carry on. But normally if we don't make amal, we haven't got that niyat, then we are just listening to bayan. And amal is going to be difficult. And then we also wonder, perhaps I'm going so long listening to bayan, everything, how many bayans, Jummah bayans we hear, Tabligh Jamaat bayans we hear, we come Khanka we hear, but still no difference, because we never make the niyat. Innama al-amalu bin niyat. Amal will also come according to the niyat, if we make that niyat. So Allah give us tawfiq. And then, one of the proofs of all this is that we are doing these things, that we'll pass it on to others. So each one of us also think, do we go and discuss it at home again? Do we make muzakara with it, our friends again? Our Shaykh, rahimahumullah, Allah reward Hazrat, very greatly Hazrat said, that normally people like this who come, we come to the majlis, we are beyond that age like the students who are busy now, they are studying. They are putting their effort in to study and to memorize and to retain everything. For us now, we are beyond that. We won't simply do that. You say, for us to remember easy way that what we heard when said to 10 people. When we say it to 10 people, we will remember it now. And the other thing is, we'll tell 10 people, and hopefully if they are the family people, the wife, the children, they will say, you told us this, fazilat, this, but now you're not doing it yourself also. So we will get the tawfiq of making amal also. Even our friends, we tell them. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi say, one person who wasn't a namazi, he was in a shopping complex, so he wanted to make namaz, but he just couldn't get himself. So somebody gave him this advice, all you do, if you don't go for namaz at the moment, but what you do, go and tell 10 people every day, namaz time, zuhar azan goes, Islamic complex, then you go and tell 10 people, you must go for namaz. So he did that, and it so happened, the 10 people he went and say, they were all namazis. And when they had to go to the masjid, they had to pass his shop. So they all made salam, they say, you told us to go for namaz, we are going. So 10 people reminding you, how long you're not going to go. Very, very soon he became a namazi also, and a proper namazi also. So this is, these few things if we do, Allah give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq, that we listen. And the second thing is, we try and memorize, retain that what has been said. And the third is, we practice upon it. And the fourth is, that we then pass it on to others also. Allah give us all tawfiq. So anyway, this bayan of Hazrat based it on our islah. We all want our islah, whether we call it islah, whether we call it Allah give me hidayat, Allah changes me, Allah gives me taqwa, all this is the same, that we come on the right path. So, one thing which before Hazrat's bayan is to try and recognize our weakness. Till we don't recognize our weakness, a person won't think of Islam. Like for example, a person has got sugar, but he's not aware of it. Till he's not aware, he's not going to think of treating it, he's not going to think of taking medicine or anything. So he has to first take he has to first recognize, diagnose himself. realize his weaknesses. And there are many things which we are unmindful of. It's supposed to be in our lives, but we are unmindful of. For example, a smoker. He doesn't really think that smoking is harmful for me. How it's going to my old age later, if I left a long life, then my lungs are going to give up. What will be my conditions when I'm an old man, an old woman, and my lungs are all finished? And Allah makes it. We see people like that in our family, in our neighborhood, people who are in old age, they can't breathe, they or the difficulty they have, etc. So to recognize that. Or, for example, a person is eating junk food, but it doesn't strike him. And you tell him also, it doesn't mean anything to him. He feels that is everything. But he's got a problem. He's eating junk food. This is going to cause a lot of problems in his life. Or anything else like that. Another very common thing, which perhaps we are all also guilty of, is like we might not be exercising. We might not be doing physical work, which is also important for a person. Like, and we see our buzurgs, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, every morning he should go for his walk. And in that walk, he should read, according to some narrations, 3 suparas, others 5 suparas. Now, how much am I physical? How much? For other buzurgs also, they should actually do their physical exercise. For the woman, they don't need to go to the gym. They don't need to jog on the road. If they just do their housework, that is more than enough and very, very good for a woman. If she does her housework for her health. But again, yeah, most of our women don't do housework. We got maids, etc., helpers, and then we have to go to the shopping malls. We have to do all other things. And our thinking also is gone in such a way. One girl who, now she's a grown-up woman, married woman, she did her hips at home, and after some time she came and visit again, and in the discussion she explained that a friend came and visit her and she shouldn't keep a helper in the house. So the friend asked her, "You don't keep a helper?" She said, "No, I do the work myself." She said, "No, you must keep a helper." She said, "Then what am I going to do?" She said, "Then you must sit and watch TV." So how our thinking is gone, where to where our thinking is gone. So anyway, things like this, if we can recognize it from a physical point of view, from dunya's point of view, the weaknesses which we don't pay attention to, it will help us tremendously. Like that spiritually. Spiritually is even much more. Like for example, today it has become even more evident, this one thing which is ghaflat, unmindfulness. A person, i'raz, he just carries on his life, he doesn't pay attention for anything. A person is driving, for example, and this ghaflat, whatever he was looking around, or today the cell phone, while you're driving also, busy with the cell phone, even messaging while we are driving, etc. And then suddenly, we had our safe distance from the car in front, for whatever reason, the car in front had to give a sharp brake, whatever reason. And before we know what, we are almost into that car, or we have hit that car already. This is that ghaflat, unmindfulness. So in dunya, this unmindfulness is so harmful. But unfortunately, Allah guide us all. In our deen also, we are very, very ghafil. For example, we all made our Maghrib namaz now. Each one of us think, how much was my attention in my Maghrib namaz? How much was my concentration? We all will have to admit it was very weak. But who of us thought that this is a problem, I have to remedy this problem? Perhaps our whole life's namazes are going like this. But the thought doesn't come to us. So the first thing is to try and recognize that what are my weaknesses which I have got. To try and sit and think. And also, unfortunately, today is a time when nobody will tell one another. There was a time when there was the true friendship based on Islamic principles. And a friend will tell his friend and will tell him properly. And in fact, when we were small, we know the older people, ulama also, Ustad, Hafiz, Maulana Ahmad Behra Sahib, he wouldn't keep quiet. Something is wrong, he would say. He wouldn't keep quiet about it. And his own family people, they also say, they tell their father, why you now people then going to criticize you, they're going to talk bad. Say, let them say what they want to. But what is the truth? I have to say. But today, unfortunately, we don't say. Friend, Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained that now when he was perhaps a small boy when he was in Dabel, how long ago it must have been. He said one person told another person, you're the biggest shaitan. And he should say it with a clean heart. And the people should take it. He said, why? He said, you always come last to the masjid and you are the first to go. And he didn't take offense, but he corrected himself. Today we can't tell anyone. We, even in the family, to say, you go and tell the wife one thing, she will tell you 10 things. Instead of correcting that, but she will say, but you also do this, you also do that, you also like this. So this is unfortunate. So today, but if we can take our time for ourselves and think, where are my weaknesses? In my deen, how many of us, we think that how many of our namazas are we making with takbir-e-ula? Which is not, you make our namaz with takbir-e-ula, it's not that you're pious. It's a basic requirement to make our namazes with takbir-e-ula. The sunnat-e-mu'akkada before namazes, it's a basic requirement. But becoming pious now is when you read your nafils also. Now you are reading your tahajjud and your ishraq and awabin also. MashaAllah. Now that is but just the basic we have to be doing. How many of us are doing that? So if we can try and reflect and think that where do my weaknesses lie? Then Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explains that like a person, if he now has found out, I got sugar. He went for test also. Confirm that he's got sugar. Now you can't sit like that. Just that you confirm you got cholesterol, you got high blood, low blood, whatever the problem might be. Now the next step you have to go. You go into the next step. But with our spiritual diseases, how many of us, I got this weakness. I don't know what to do. Now when I've recognized my spiritual disease, me, myself, I must think now, I have to get help now. I must go for help now. I've got, my eyes are not under control. Or, for example, my namaz, I've got no concentration. And if we also can recognize that my namaz, my outward postures are not right. And in there, one thing we all can test ourselves, that our legs are supposed to face qibla, 4 fingers apart. In fact, Hazrat Ji Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one very great student of his and great alim also, when he was making namaz, Hazrat went and put his fingers between his legs and did not leave it until he brought his 2 legs 4 fingers apart. And then when it's 4 fingers, now you'll be facing qibla. There may be other narrations also, which other mazhabs also follow, but we all know our tariqah is, and we all know that legs must face qibla and 4 fingers apart. But check our own legs, how much our legs face in qibla. One person, somebody said, a very great buzurg, and we was going to meet him, make istifada, benefit from him. So in those days, when they should make namaz on the ground, not carpets, etc., musallas. So when they went, they said that he's just now gone, he just made his chash namaz. So very great buzur, nafil namaz, chash namaz. And he had made it here outside, wherever he had made it. And the imprints of his hands, fingers, etc. was on the ground. But you could see from the imprint that his fingers, which we have to keep together when we're making our sajda, they mustn't be open. They must be close together. But the imprint on the ground, it was open. So they say, if he's not following this also, then where can he be a great buzurg? He's making chash namaz. Then that person who was an upright person, he refused to meet him also. So like this, if we can think about where our weaknesses lie, and then now, next step, I must remedy them. So I have to go for that remedy. So if we do that, inshallah, some islah will start taking place. So islah is not just that we come to majlis, we said, it is very greatly beneficial. And this is also so beneficial that we keep being reminded all the time. But if we just try and absorb a little bit, try and take it in, for if there is something messed on the table anywhere on the floor, and we use such a cloth or such a thing that does not absorb that, we'll work all the time and we won't take away that dirt or what mess was made. But if we use a sponge, something that can absorb it, and then we wipe off, inshallah, very almost immediately, the whole thing will be cleaned again. So if we also can learn to absorb, that we come here to absorb, to take. If we do that, inshallah, these things will start coming within us. So to first of all, to think, well, what are my weaknesses? And then to try and start remedying them. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali has also explained that when a person will do this, then he will definitely find great weaknesses in himself. And when he will find these weaknesses within himself, he will feel guilty that I spend my life and my namaz I haven't done properly. And perhaps we'll have to admit that I'm not one rakat of my namaz. I made it properly. Nothing of mine. Such we read that Buzurg say that on the day of Qiyamah, I fear that why my one subhanallah won't even come correct. And when a person fears this and he dies, he'll get a very good mort. And a person who's unmindful is full in guna, though outwardly it may seem that he's in deen all the time, properly in deen, but he might be very far from deen still. And his mort comes and he was unmindful. Or a person who feels that I'm all right. And that is the worst feeling a person can ever get, that I'm all right, which Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has explained so beautifully, ke nek banna faraz hai. Apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. To become nek pious, muttaqi banna faraz hai. To become a pious person is faraz upon us. But to think I am pious, that is haram. The minute a person will think that I am pious, that is haram. So therefore, a person, if he can think, and the minute, and we read in the lives of our buzurgs and elders, that how many of them, towards their old age, they felt we did nothing. We wasted our lives. And really, if we have to think, everyone, I think for myself, my namazes, what's the condition of my namaz? How much was I present? How many namazes I made properly, etc. And of course, with the concentration, devotion, great weakness. And a person who admits his weakness, Allah loves that person also. And a person who feels that I'm all right, I've made my namazes properly, etc., that person is in danger. So to first of all, to come out of this ghaflat, to come out of this unmindfulness. And in dunya also, this unmindfulness is so harmful. And in deen, it is much more worse also. If a person is so unmindful. And the things to make us mindful, zikr is we remember Allah Ta'ala. But our zikr is also so unmindful. And not only that, that could be, but that zikr is also beneficial. But if we are punctual with our zikr, then definitely, no matter what kind of zikr, it will take longer if we were unmindful, but it will bring us on to being mindful. And then we will start becoming conscious of our things. And this unmindfulness is such that many a person who even talks and gives bayans on this, but he himself is still weak in it. But he will carry on, this reminder also is beneficial. And eventually it's going to have an effect on him. Many times a person gives bayan also, and he himself is very neglectful in those amal. But keep on doing it, and it will come. And also we have got this great consolation that, like for example, a person going for hajj and passes away on the way, Allah Ta'ala gives him the sawab of hajj. That's hajj. Allah will give him the sawab. And in fact, for hajj, if he was in ihram, Allah Ta'ala will appoint an angel to make hajj on his behalf every year. Like a hafiz. You want to become hafiz. And Allah give us all tawfiq. Let us just make the niyyat to become hafiz. and take out 10 minutes, half an hour, 15 minutes a day, and we learn one ayat. No, we forget it again. We learn. But we keep on with that, Allah will raise us amongst the huffaz. We were in that line, Allah will raise us. Like that, our Buzurg say, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda, Damat Barakatum says, that he himself, he told Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that my pride is still not going. I've got pride. So any person who is on the line has got that worry for himself. So he says, I've got this pride. Hazrat says, you keep on with your dhikr, the medicine you are taking. Then leave the shifa in the hands of Allah. What you have to do, you keep on doing. And leave the result in the hands of Allah. But do what you have to do. If I fear I've got pride, I fear that I make a lot of ghibat, my eyes are not under control, my tongue is not under control, and I'm doing nothing about it. That is wrong. But you're doing your zikr, then inshallah, you are walking on that path, you didn't reach wilayat, you didn't get nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, you didn't become a muttaqi, but Allah will raise you amongst them. You are on that road, you were trying, and 100% of course nobody can be also. But a person is trying and is on that road all the time, Allah will raise him with those people. So we have to keep on trying all the time. So the first thing is to try and take out some time and think where my weaknesses lie. That, and we are full of weaknesses. But if we recognize a few and we try and put them right, then inshallah, slowly, slowly, more of our weaknesses will go out. And one easy way also to remove all the weaknesses, Allah reward our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali for having taught us all this, is to acquire the love of Allah Ta'ala. The love of Allah Ta'ala is such a thing that all the other it just burns out all the other weaknesses. The beautiful example Hazrat gives of this, that a person, he had a piece of land which was neglected. Now he thinks of now planting whatever he's going to now do, some farming, agriculture. So he has to take out all the thorns which are there, the weeds which are there, etc. So he starts working and he works hard. And perhaps it's rainy season. He has cleaned 1 meter in front, and when he looks back again, then he sees with the rain, the weeds have grown again. So, and many of us experience that with our Islam, that we try, but we see those old habits again, back again. That I tried to take out this, my namazas, I was getting right little bit, my eyes went out of control. I worked on my eyes to get them under control, my tongue is gone out of control. Now I'm backbiting, I'm layani fuzul, I'm talking all other wrong things. I'm not really progressing, I'm falling back. And many of us complain of that, that we come right for a little while, again we go back again. So the easy remedy for this is to gain the love of Allah. And the example of that is that crown of yours, you just put one match in there and let it burn. All the weeds are burned out immediately. And in fact, after burning, they become fertilizer for that ground. Now your ground has become even more valuable. Fertilized now that ground has become. So like that, if we get the love of Allah, and the love of Allah comes mainly from the ma'rifat of Allah, to recognize Allah, that Allah is my creator. Allah is the one who gave me my eyes, who gave me my brains, my heart, everything of my body. The control of it is in Allah's hand. That we are, our hearts are still functioning now. This is all the mercy of Allah. Otherwise, a person who had a heart attack, what he goes through? A person who has any other problem, what was difficulty that person? There's only, so by that we recognize Al-insanu Abdul Ihsan. Insan is made such that he is the slave of those who show favors to him. Anyone who shows favors to you, you become the slave. And Allah's favors are unlimited. One favor of Allah is unlimited. So all the time if we think of the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, with regard to this, one Englishman told Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh al-Islam, that you people in the Quran Sharif, you are invited to think in the creation of Allah. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا. That you people all the time, but you people are not making amal on this ayat. We make amal on it. We have studied all our astronomy, how the sun moves, the moon, the stars, and now at that time he said we are about to reach the moon already, and you people are still nowhere. So Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Ali explained to him that you people are studying and you are stuck there, studying all this. And we are required to study that so much that we find that marifat, recognition of Allah, to reach Allah. So we, like a person goes to the palace of the king, one is a person who studies everything of that palace, the bricks from where they came, how they were made, the furniture from where it came, and one is a person who studies it to get the route to reach the king. What connections are in the dream? So you, what the object of all this is to reach Allah Ta'ala. So he says that we make this little effort, we think of the creation, how Allah has made all this, and then we reach Allah Ta'ala. And that ruku itself is so beautiful, the whole Quran, the eloquence, that when the minute a person has done a little of this, he sees how the sun rises, sets, who brings the sun out, who makes it set, who brings the rain, who makes the rain water come down, which is colorless, which is odorless, which has got no fragrance in it. It falls on dead ground, and then it brings out mangoes different color, and the wonderful smell of the mango is different, the guava is different, the pineapple is different, the grapes are different. Who is this who does all this? From that we recognize Allah Ta'ala. And then we say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. You haven't created this in vain. The object was it to recognize Allah. And we recognize you, O Allah. And then now we're making dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the whole ruku in front also all shows that those people who recognize Allah, they are the ones who turn to Allah. And the other people, they are all the time just in this dunya things all the time. So all this recognition of Allah Ta'ala will generate the love of Allah Ta'ala. Another great way to get the love of Allah is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains this also very beautifully. For example, you will meet your friend every day at a certain time. You start it one day, 2 days, 3 days, regularly you meet, you are having tea together now, you are talking. One day you didn't go. He's going to ask, where is he? So in order to meet Allah, make the zikr of Allah. We fix our time for zikr, so the day we are not there, so to say, Allah will say, he is to come and meet me every day. Where is he now? In this way we will get the friendship of Allah Ta'ala. So we will get the ta'alluq and nisbat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. So with this ma'rifat will come the muhabbat of Allah. And when a person gets this muhabbat of Allah, he will enjoy making du'as. Hey, our du'a time, we all, Hazrat has written, that how much time we give for tahajjud, so much time give for du'as also. But really ask ourselves, how much of du'as do we make? We know at the moment what the terrible conditions which are in Syria, in India, many other places, Muslims are going through difficulties and hardship. Really ask ourselves, did I make du'a for them, that Allah removes them? And how much time did I give for this du'a? So if we haven't recognized that Allah is the solver of the problems, and that I have to turn to Allah, that I have to get His help, and Allah gave us du'a for that, how much time am I spending in my du'a? For my own islah, how much time? For my own physical health, I've got a problem, whatever, Allah save us all, I go to doctors, I take medicine, but du'a to Allah, that Ya Allah, you remove this problem of mine. How much time are we really actually? We hear somebody has passed away. And how much dua do we make for that person? How much of isale sawab really do we make? We think also for our parents. If our parents particularly have passed away, how much of isale sawab do we make? Do we take out the time and make Isale Sawab? And the condition of the qabr is very, very, very frightening. And those who are dear to us, at least, do we make dua that, Ya Allah, let them be safe in their qabr. Let them not have any problems in their qabr. And we are also going there. How much are we preparing for that qabr of ours? So just to carry on, move along and hobble along, that's not enough for that concern. So that fikr, that the ghaflat of ours go away, and that how we can prepare for that life of our akhirat, and how we can make our islah. May Allah give us tawfiq. So the first is to try and recognize that what wrong we have got. Then when we have recognized it, now to take the treatment for it. And the treatment of it is, one is dhikrullah, or the marifat of Allah. Develop the love of Allah. And the love of Allah is that fire that will put out all these our diseases. And don't ever become despondent. Just be on the road. Just carry on all the time. Allah will put us at our destination. And Allah will make us successful. Then at the same time, we are at that time of the year when people are more in ghaflat of this dunya. What things people get involved in this night, etc. during this time, may Allah let us be that we don't worry anything about those things. And it is, the ulama have written, and there are very serious consequences with regard to taking any part of these festivals of this time. New Year is not just that it's a new year, but it is actually also a religious belief. Julius Caesar, he is the one who started the celebrations of New Year, and from an idol, one of the idols which they had, which was on the name of January. That's why the month is called January. That idol had a name similar to this. So they started celebrating this. So this New Year celebration is all also to do with idol worship. And worshipping these idols of theirs. And we take part in that to wish anyone Merry Xmas, Happy New Year is also a very, very serious matter with regard to our iman. And to give somebody a Christmas box, the New Year present, etc., these things are all very, very dangerous. And in the Quran Sharif, if we go and see, all this starts when we mix with the non-Muslims. And we have to mix up to certain extent. And the fuqaha, Allah reward them, they put all the limits in their places. How much is it permissible to mix with the non-Muslims? Today at school, for example, then further at universities, workplaces, in the shops, when we are mixing so much, our girls, our boys, we are prepared that we are prepared to marry the other person, even if that person doesn't accept Islam. And in most cases where they accept Islam also, it is just of convenience, just to make that nikah halal. But really that desire of Islam is not there. So because of this mixing, we are prepared to give preference over that love of ours over our deen also. And we might even think this is a natural thing, love is, but the love for Islam, the love for Quran Sharif, if it is natural, that must be also natural. The greatest love that we are supposed to have, but the whole environment today is such that we don't feel that love for Islam, the love for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least lip service we got. May Allah accept that lip service of ours. But the reality of it comes into our lives. So this mixing of this, then we start falling, and our values start getting watered down. We don't worry of our values, those things. And when we read Quran Sharif, we see how many ayat Allah warns us. Ya la tatawallu qawman la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. لا تتولوا قوما غضب الله عليهم. So many ayats that don't become close friends with these people. But today we are close friends with such people. And such some of us, we are even proud that these are our friends, etc. And then this leads us to all these things. Whether it is in politics, we meet so much with them. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he should go to Mewat. They were Muslims, they were weak Muslims. But after going for tabligh to Mewat, when he should come back, he should go to the khanqas of Saharanpur and Gangor. That effect must be washed away. We mix with the non-Muslims and we don't wash away the effect of all that negative what we go. We go to work, etc. We mix with them. It's our necessity. But then when we are back, come back to the masjid. Make some more zikr. Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said, if you go in jamaat also, you are in jamaat, you are in the masjid, but a place where there is a lot of fitna, then make more zikr there. To the extent of fitna, to that extent you must make zikr. But we are mixing with the other people, no zikr. Okay? If you sit in a gathering with Muslim people, and in that little mashura you are sitting, but you didn't think of Allah, no durood on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no zikr of Allah, that gathering will be a source of badness for a person on the day of Qiyamah. So when we are in this ghaflat environment, when we are with non-Muslims, and we're not making no zikr also, we're not having any protection. It also comes that Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, when we go out, then wear your armor take your armor. And what is your armor? Your wudu. If we go to such places, go with wudu to such places. Preferably make 2 rakats of namaz. Make our du'as also. Because this kufr of this non-believers which we are mixing, the effect is definitely going to fall onto us also. Whether we like it or not, but it is going. So take our armor. Go with wudu. In this way we can get protection. Otherwise what is happening is in front. And this then leads to what we are seeing, what is happening. We are all crying, and rightfully so. We are making du'as, qunut nazila, all that rightfully so. But really, what is the cause of all this? We are going and giving aid also. But how many people are you going to give food hampers? Your food hamper, how long is it going to last and help also? What is really the cause of all this, and what is the solution to it? And we must not be thinking that we are here, we are safe, we don't know what can happen, where, at what time. Suddenly things just change. Allah protect us all. So we have, the whole thing is very clear. We have to turn to Allah. Make tawbah, istighfar, turn to Allah, correct our life, affiliate and associate with our deen, a tariqah of the sunnah, of our aslaf, our pious elders, etc. And that is going to help us. We're mixing with these people, that is very, very dangerous for us. May Allah guide us on to righteousness.